but it's to another coast, the wonderful peninsula in Canterbury, peninsula town of Lyttelton. This coming weekend, more than 22,000 people are expected to descend on Lyttelton for the ITM New Zealand Sail Grand Prix. It's the ninth event on this season's 13-event calendar. The competition between F50 foiling catamarans is heralded as the biggest ticketed sailing event in the world. But what happens behind the scenes for an event like this? Dan Shanks has an excellent idea. He's executive chef of Venues Ōtautahi and the person in charge of feeding everyone. And an exceptionally high bar has been set for the Sail GP event. Nearly everything on the menu's been sourced locally. To tell us more about what it takes to showcase Canterbury's food on the global stage, Dan is with us in the Ōtautahi Christchurch studio. Good morning, Dan. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Good morning.
Are you a sailing freak? I think those foiling catamarans got us all sort of hooked a few years back. Have you got much background with sailing?
I have a very poor background in sailing. I do enjoy to sail. I sailed yesterday, and we came third out of three. So, I am not a great sailor, but I do enjoy being on the water.
You're a competitive sailor then. Was that P-class or a step above yesterday?
Well, we're in a young 88, so I wouldn't say I'm competitive. I'm poorly competitive.
Look, honestly, all I can do is roll around and try not to get hit by the boom, to be honest, out on the water. So there you go. We'll leave it to the pros. Who is it that you have to feed, Dan? Is it all 22,000 people, or is it a bit more limited guest list?
Oh, look, we take a whole of city and collaborative approach in how we feed everyone. So there are certain elements that Venues Ōtautahi will really take care of feeding. So there's a bunch of different places where everyone will be fed. So we've got the Adrenaline Lounge, which is the, there's about 260 guests per day, and they're up, and this is sort of the higher echelon of the people that we feed. And these guys will get 17 courses per day, and, you know, it'll be a really bespoke, really crafted element. We've then got the, we have the Shoreline Villas. So there's 300 guests per day in the Shoreline Villas, and these are sponsors, and they're people that have come in and they've bought marquees. And they'll be on a 15-course menu. We've got the Platinum Lawn, and there'll be 1,500 guests in there. And those guys, there'll be retail outlets in there, and that's something that Venues Ōtautahi's looking after in its entirety. So, and they'll have dishes like, there'll be oyster bars out there, and there'll be kaikoura crayfish brioche rolls, and there's cured akaroa salmon in there. And then we've got the general public area, where we've invited all of the local sort of Canterbury food trucks in, and they'll really sort of help us to put together a fantastic showcase of local cuisine.
15 courses, I don't think that's quite enough, Dan.
Well, when I say a course, each one can be, one of them can be a little canapé, and it can be just something that's, really thoughtfully crafted, and it's put together, and it's just a little taste and a little morsel, and, but when you add them all up, it turns into an entire meal. And you've got to remember the public are there for, and the guests are there for a few, 4 or 5 hours, so you've got to make sure they're well fed.
Oh, look, it's one of life's great joys, a degustation, however it's pronounced. It is one of life's great joys, that's for sure. I wondered earlier whether you might have been feeding the contestants, but I suppose they're on God knows what not kind of specialised, detailed diet to get that many calories in them, are they?
Oh, no, look, we look after all of the tech site catering as well. So there's 350 crew. So over the 2 weeks that the crew are on site, we'll do about 6,000 meals for them over the period.
Wow.
And, so there's you're packing meals for the sailors to go out on the boats. And, those guys, they need 200 grams of protein in each sandwich. So it's a fairly hefty sandwich. I guess for us, it's about making sure that those guys sort of, they're on the road so much. It's making sure that they feel like that they're a little bit at home, and you sort of just really give them home style meals and stuff that that mum would have cooked. And you just really want them to have a nice, substantial, but homely experience.
So you do feed them. I'm just thinking some of the calories they must burn, especially the grinders, as they used to be. Are they cyclists these days, aren't they? God knows the calories they must get through. Are you given quite specific details on what the nutrient and calorie makeup must be?
Yeah, absolutely. So SailGP are pretty amazing at getting really good information and intel through to us, and we follow those guidelines and make sure that everyone's sort of really well fed. But, I mean, these guys, a lot of them are vegans and a lot of them are pescatarians, and, you know, there's a lot of protein that needs to come from that. So we just use a lot of really good local vegetables, a lot of good local seafood, and just make sure that they're really feeling like they're well looked after.
You sound so calm. I mean, I have more stress in my voice when I'm cooking a meal for eight people. Is it fake it till you can make it, or have you just got this plan, the old story, have the plan, execute the plan? What sort of frame of mind are you in at this stage of a process?
Look, I guess at the moment, we, you know, to put it in sailing terms, we're pulling in the sheets, and you know, I've got a fantastic team at Venues Ototahi, and the guys have really worked hard over the last probably couple of weeks. We've been prepping for this, and there's a lot of thought that goes into it. I mean, to put it in perspective, we'll do 810 preparation jobs for this event, and you know, one job could be roasting, peeling and smoking 720 baby beetroots, or another job could be shucking 1,800 oysters. So for us, it's really about getting all of that prep done prior to the event, you know, as you can, and obviously keeping it fresh and sorted, and then turning up on event day and just delivering, and you know, in a calm and considered way.
How many people will you have working across these different sites?
So overall, we've got 150 staff on site, and that's, you know, that's chefs, it's kitchen hands, it's front of house staff. We'll have 27 chefs on the day on site. So it's, you know, there's a lot of staff and a lot of logistics that go into getting the staff over there. I mean, you know, there's even just to get all the staff there, there's buses that start at 7 a.m. that SailGP have organised with Venues Ototahi, and you know, we're moving people from our production site and over to Lyttelton just to make sure that everyone's there on time and ready for the services.
Where is the company based, by the way? I'm just looking at this, Christchurch Town Hall. Just tell us a little bit more about the ownership of the company. You cater at Hagley Oval when it's having its big cricket events, Wolfbrook Arena, and more. Tell us a little bit more about the structure of Venues Ototahi.
So Venues Ototahi is a large city council entity, and we have the Christchurch Town Hall, which is probably our busiest venue. Beautiful venue. It got remade after the earthquakes, and we do a lot of big dinners out of there. A lot of concerts happen through the town hall. It's definitely our busiest venue. We've got Wolfbrook Arena. That's where we orchestrate, you know, a lot of large concerts, and there'll be a lot of home shows, those sorts of things. We've got the Apollo Project Stadium, which is where the Crusaders play, and you know, things like the Foo Fighters will happen there, and you know, it's a pretty well used venue. We've got Hagley Oval, so we've just finished with the Australia Cricket Test, so that happened last week. And that was sort of our main focus over the last month, was getting these two large events ready. And we also operate the Air Force Museum of New Zealand. And pretty excitedly, we're a good part of the way through getting the new stadium, Te Kaha, ready in Christchurch.
I saw that. That's going to add a whole bunch more drama and excitement in a good way, hopefully.
That'll be a game changer. It's a stunning venue, and it's really coming together nicely.
Yeah. Look, let's talk a little bit more about your own food background, Dan.
Sure. So, I'm Canterbury proud, and I started cooking in Canterbury, and I used to enjoy crashing my dad's cars. So he had a restaurant, he had a winery, Trent's Estate, out in Prebbleton. So I'd get stuck into washing dishes to pay back my debts. And I would then really, I went down to university in Dunedin, and I was a poor university student, but always enjoyed cooking. And I've been in the cooking industry since I was about 18, and spent a bit of time in the local Christchurch restaurants, and then moved over to Melbourne when I was about 21. And I fell into events there, and I've never really worked in restaurants since then. For me, the whole focus has been events. So I'm about 30 odd years now. No, it can't be 30. It's 20 years in the events industry.
Well, were you 8 when you were crashing your dad's car?
Yeah, probably.
it's a particular personality who gets not only excited by these big events and bringing something amazing together, but is able to deal with the stress of it?
Look, it's all about planning, and it's all about numbers, really. And I think you can look at a restaurant and you're doing 5, 10, 15, 20 dishes a night. And for us, it's kind of, it's adding a couple of zeros onto the end of everything, and you'll take that preparation that you do and that getting everything ready, and you just make, you know, there's a lot of counting, a lot of mathematics in it, and it's really a logistical feat to be able to deliver on a large scale like this is.
Very good. Let's come back to the cop-up of this particular event and really wanting everything to be local. What was involved in trying to meet such an ambitious target? How close have you got?
Look, for us, we really focused on a couple of things. So, you know, one of the key things we focused on was a guide us to care for the ocean's treasures and make sure that this is an ocean-first event. So really considering the ocean in everything that we do. So a lot of the produce and the, I guess, the plants as well and the vegetables that we've used, a lot of them are locally foraged from around on the peninsula. The seafood that we've managed to get has been, you know, kindly looked after by the fishermen. We've used sustainable sources wherever we can to make sure that the food and beverage that we've got for the event has that real local provenance to it. And I think for us, it's the importance of collaboration with our suppliers and looking at simple and considered ways of procuring, organising, orchestrating and cooking for the event that will lead to this great localised experience.
It's not your first rodeo either. I'm just noticing one honour you had, 2019 it was, you oversaw the best food experience entry from Christchurch's V-Base for the catering of the TEDx talks that year. So yeah, you're winning accolades, Dan, and I hope this one is a great success on and off the water and a really special weekend.
It will be a fantastic weekend. And I think, you know, what we've really managed to do is just really get great producers, great suppliers, great people, great staff, and put them together for an event that I'm going to be super proud of, and I know Canterbury will be proud of too.
Stupid question this to finish, but one of the frustrations about pre-prepping, even for a smaller group, right, is keeping things warm, is to be able to prep things, keep them warm, keep them fresh, have veggies that don't start to lose colour or fruits that don't start to lose colour. What are the top couple of tricks for that, Dan?
Look, for us, what we'll do is we'll take things and we'll blanch them really lightly just to sort of set the colour, set the proteins in them, and then a lot of the time we'll vacuum pack things, get the oils in there, get your seasonings in there, and then just it's cooking them at the right time. Like, you don't need to cook everything and keep it hot all day. So it's, you know, if something's served at 1 o'clock, it's the right time to cook that is 10 to 1.
And final thing on the fruits and vegetables, because often if you're wanting to prep a complex salad, you don't want them to lose colour. Are there any particular tips there, or do you just have to do them last minute?
Oh, look, I think you can get the whole salad ready, but as long as you don't dress it till the last minute, it's the vinegars, it's the salts that will start to deteriorate the leaves. So it's just getting those things, those portions of it done last minute.
Good on you. Go well. Have a great time. Thank you. Dan Shanks, who is of Venues Otatahi and heading the feeding of a good proportion of the 22,000 people who will be turning up to the Sail GP event, including the sailors themselves this weekend. Big one coming for Lyttelton.